8:46 on Connect FM and on your morning connection this Friday. We're ready now for the Week in Review for Tri-County Insider News. Our news director, Bronson Rasmussen, has joined us live in the studio. Hey there, Bronson.
Well, hey, Dan. I know we were supposed to be in here earlier, but you know, when Mike Arminini's here, you always got to talk with him for a while.
We always go over time with our Around the 75th District report, and I guess your conversation with him also went a little bit long, but that's okay. We're still safe to get our Week in Review taken care of here this morning. So let's get it started, Bronson. Tell us, what were the top stories this past week?
Well, our top story, you were there, I was there, even our state representative, Mike Arminini, and that was a vigil in Dubois for honoring the life of Charlie Kirk.
Yes.
Of course, unless you've been under a rock, a lot of people do know what happened with him being fatally shot and killed on September 10th while speaking in Utah. Of course, now in Dubois, there was a vigil held on the same day as the national one that really just had a lot of people showing up to honor the life of Charlie Kirk. I think we both estimated around 500 people in total had came out to Dubois.
Yeah, to the Dubois City Park. And great job by those who, on the fly kind of organized and put that service and remembrance time together. And no doubt that would be the top story of the week.
It
also proved to be kind of a busy news week. So did we have other stories coming in there as top story?
Well, we have a twofer here, basically the same story, but came in very close second to this. And it's with a roundabout coming in Dubois. A lot of people are vocal about their opinions with this one, but it will be at the intersection of Beaver Drive and Division Street.
Yes.
So right by the middle schools here in Dubois. And this is right now a four-way stop sign. And this new roundabout they want to put in there, PennDOT will, it is really meant to help with traffic flow and prevent accidents. Going on to the second part of this one, we have an expert that we talked to in Pennsylvania. And they say roundabouts, they will decrease the likelihood of fatal accidents by 80% and decrease the likelihood of any accident by around 7%, while also helping traffic flow, ultimately increasing it by about 30%.
Right.
Now, this is an area that has a lot of heavy traffic with buses going from the schools to trucks going down Beaver Drive to the more industrial area that way.
Exactly.
But of course, roundabouts, this one in particular, you may think that it might be difficult with these larger vehicles, but it really will stay the same and it won't be much of an impediment for them, because that when they go to the design aspect of each roundabout, they do take into effect what vehicles would be going through there.
Sure.
And ultimately, in the end, they say once people get past that adjustment period of learning how to drive in a roundabout, it will really enhance the community both in safety, traffic flow, as well as a beautification aspect of it.
Sure. And I do think the key is adjusting, getting used to it. I know that personally, and I know everybody has a strong opinion. A lot of the time, though, if you don't have frequent opportunity to use a roundabout or experience it, you can get a very negative viewpoint. I know the first few times I encountered a roundabout, I was like, I don't like this. but then on our path to our family vacation each year, we usually go through about four or five roundabouts on the roads that we take. And I've learned to really appreciate them. And it is true that it really does keep the traffic flowing because there are very few stops. I mean, of course, you do, as you approach the roundabout, you have to yield to the vehicle on your left if they're coming through. But there are very few stops, and you don't see lineups at roundabouts. Usually the traffic is flowing through there pretty good.
Yeah, pretty much summarized it right off
of that. All right, so let's move along here. We want to talk about now the stories that our listeners interacted with the most mm-hmm. over the past week. So what do we have there?
Well, we have a few burn bans that are happening in our area. As of right now, both Clearfield and Jefferson counties have enacted one. They say just don't go burning anything in any open area or fire pit outside. You're still good with your outdoor grills, propane, mm-hmm. charcoal, any of that. They just say to stay away from actually burning anything outdoors.
Right.
Especially with all this dry weather we've had lately. I know it seems off-putting because we just had a lot of rain, but it's still pretty dry outside.
It is. And it was just kind of a timing thing that those orders came through right when it started raining. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people were like, what? Why is there a burn ban? But yeah, things are still pretty dry even after several days of some off and on rain.
Especially with the past few months with very little rain. It has dried everything out.
People interacted with those stories the most. Mm-hmm. Anything vying for runner-up in that?
Well, here are some things news adjacent that are runners up. We had a few just posts out there. There's the new traffic lights in Dubois that we have right in the downtown. PennDOT took out the old system, put the new ones in. So we just updated people on that. As well as last week with the homecoming parade, we threw a few pictures out there for people to see that may not have been in attendance. And that got quite a few hits from people.
I'm sure it would. That's something a lot of people are interested in, whether they have kids in school or not. It's always mm-hmm. interesting to see the homecoming court and find out who is crowned queen and all of that good stuff. All right, Bronson, we've reached that time of the morning. It's a very special time. We get to listen to what you think is the best story of the week. It's Bronson's choice, as I call it. So what do we have this week?
Well, there are quite a few that I was thinking about, but I'm deciding to go with something we've been following for quite a long time now, and that is the closure of Quahenna Boot Camp. Mm-hmm. And this also comes on top of SCI Rockview. It's been talked about for, I think, close to a year at this point, ever since it was recommended for closure on the state level. And people have been fighting it and trying to keep this place alive, but in the end they now have around a 4-month time clock left.
Okay.
They will close within 4 months. This will impact for the boot camp 234 jobs and 658 at SCI Rockview. However, these jobs, everyone that had a position at these places were offered something at a different location. Mm-hmm. How much of that was actually taken up by people that are living in those local areas, we don't know.
Okay. Well, interesting pick. No food stories that you could find, huh?
Although, if you want some food, you could always try going to Sunny 106's Kids in Business.
Oh.
There's a lot of kids coming up there with some food. So
nice segue. Yeah. Kids in Business is tomorrow at the Dubois Mall, mm-hmm. 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Check out, you know, even if you don't buy anything, just come on out and see what the kids have come up with, the items they produce. It's always a very exciting time, and I hope there will be a great turnout at the mall tomorrow, 11 to 1, Kids in Business 2025. Well, Bronson, next time we do a week in review for Tri-County Insider News, it will be October.
It will, officially.
All right. We'll see you then.
We'll see you.